Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 391. We're up to the Once Upon a Time in China 5. Now, we're almost close to the end of this franchise. We'll give you our analyst in terms of all six movies during the sixth review. But in terms of the fifth, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So we're up to the fifth one.
Yeah.
And my question to you is, what do you think so far with the actor that replaced Jet Li?
He just doesn't have the same presence as Jet Li. He's not as memorable in the role, in my opinion. This is like, to me, this is like the Ip Man movies where it's Donnie Yen. You know, those four Ip Man movies. But then there are all these other like offshoot Ip Man movies. And none of the people who play him are as known or memorable as Donnie Yen playing. I feel like it's kind of like that. Like, this guy, I'm not saying he's bad. I don't think he's a bad actor or anything. But he just doesn't have the same weight as Jet Li in the role. So I think he's okay. But I don't know. These movies definitely feel different than the first few that had Jet Li in them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. There's something different between the 4 and 5 compared to 1, 2, and 3 with Jet Li in it. It's just a little weird. Now, this film came out in 1994. Now, it grossed only $4 million in Hong Kong bucks. Yeah. So, this didn't make as much.
Yeah, this was the lowest one. And the funny thing is, I read a little thing. It said it received better reviews than Part 3, but it made less money than Part 3. No, Part 4. I'm sorry. It had better reviews than 4, but it made less money. So, yeah, I don't know what happened here. Maybe the people were like, you know what? We're tired of these China, Once Upon a Time in China movies. We don't want any more.
It could. Or maybe they just wanted Jet Li back. It's just one or the other. Yeah. It could go either side. But anyway, that is the amount of money that they made in Hong Kong. Now, how did the Rotten Tomatoes scores came up?
Well, last movie didn't even have Rotten Tomatoes scores. Mm. So I'm comparing this to nothing. And this one only has one Rotten Tomatoes score. So I don't know what's going on with these movies. People don't want to review them or something. This has a nothing critic score. It doesn't have a critic score at all. Okay. But it does have an audience score and it's only 59. So, I mean, it almost hits the 60. It's almost to the threshold of fresh, but 59% audience. I have nothing to compare it to because the last movie didn't have. This movie's broken my format because usually I compare it to the movie before. So I guess this is a plus 59 over the one before and then a equal on the critic score. So very weird. I don't know why these don't have any. People were like, Jelly's not in it. I'm not reviewing.
Yeah, it could be that. I don't want people to know. Yeah, it could be that. But all right, let's get right into the movie because this is a continuation of the last film, Part 4. Let's get to the lead character, my man
Sifu. Wong Fei Hung. What? Okay, listen. They're adding nothing. They've added nothing to him. Like, and what I mean by that is from the first movie, he was awesome. And when I was watching this, all I could think of was like, man, remember the good old days? This character. Like 4 weeks ago when this character was awesome and I really liked him and I wanted to see him go on adventures and fight. And remember when he was a doctor and he was like, he did medicine and none of that. He doesn't do medicine anymore. There's one scene in this where they're helping some injured people that they beat up. But other than that, he no longer has that aspect to him. All he is now is essentially a superhero guy who people always want to recruit him to help either defend something or fight for something. He's got his old dad now. We can't get rid of this guy. The dad key. I don't like that character. I've convinced myself I don't really like the dad character. I'm like, I'm good with it. He's got his dad who's always traveling around with them. 14th aunt, by the way, still hot. I don't know. He chose 13th aunt. I get it. But 14th aunt, hotter. Then you have 13th aunt. She's back. I did like the little like how she almost got like an intro scene because she wasn't in the last movie. Like they show her just from behind and then she runs and jumps and then they show her face. It's like, oh, look, it's 13th aunt. She wasn't in the last movie. I did like that part. But just sticking with him, like, I don't know. What's his arc in this? Like he helps these people. He helps this poor town. Well, a lot of this is storyline, but whatever. It involves him. He helps this poor town against these pirates who want to steal their rice. I'm not saying this is like a horrible character, but I gave him only a 3. I don't think I can go back up until he becomes awesome again. So I gave him a 3.
Yeah, I gave him a 3, dude. I, there was nothing new. It's so funny because like you said that he is the A-team of China. Like, wherever he goes, he's saving poor people, a business from getting flamed by a group of bandits, or he's fighting against a gang that has some supernatural ability. Like, this dude is straight up an A-team group, because he has his team. He has Fong. Now he had Porky Wing came back. And he has Bucktooth,
who was a different actor, and they really put in some prosthetic teeth on this guy.
They hammed him up with the teeth, bro. That was so funny.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I agree. It's funny. This actor that portrays Jet Li's character, and I keep saying Jet Li's character because he's the one who made him come to life.
He's the first.
Yeah. He is good, but I don't think he would have been great as, I don't know. I just feel like when I watch him, he has no emotion. He reminds me of Brie Larson. As a martial arts Brie Larson, he has no charisma, no freaking, like, I cannot connect with this character at all. The scenes with 13 aunt, 14 aunt fighting over to him, and he sees her, he didn't know what to do. And I'm like, man, he is so emotionless in this scene. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, at least Jet Li would have made something funny. Like, I mean, the character's always funny in these situations. Yeah, I didn't feel him as much. The fighting sequence is nothing you can say. The guy is really good at his job. Fong is mad funny in this movie. Yes. He's still good. I don't know why. I still think he's a freaking funny character. Porky Wing is back. I like Porky Wing, but they changed him a bit. They made him more a clown. I don't understand why all these, his partners all have to be dummies. Clubfoot was back. He was really good. I liked him a lot. Bucktooth guy came back. He was okay. But I agree with you. The medicine part of the film, where it was fun, because he talked about acupuncture. He talked about the nervous system in the entire body. And he knows where to hit you to, like, disable you.
Right.
I always liked that. Like, I think, what was that? That was that part three? When he was in the doctor. Like, they had that, the doctors sat around, and it was like the Chinese medicine. Part two, right?
Part two.
That was really good. And I was interested to that, because I was like, wow, that's actually pretty good. And he helped someone because they got hurt. And they were like, show us your medicine, how that works. And he, with the acupuncture, he knew where to hit it to disable the pain mechanism, nerve, and all that. And I was like, that's pretty cool. This one didn't have none of that. This is just, and you're right. This dude is such a superhero. Yeah. He gets shot and does not even feel it. And I said, oh, this is not good. You just took away, like, you made this character like bullet, like John Wick. Remember?
And he just keeps going. Remember? Like, literally, it doesn't even slow him down.
No, it don't. And he's a master marksman now with a gun, which I was like, this is so...
Talk about that in the action scenes.
This is so dumb. But anyway, I gave it a 3. I agree. He's good, but he's not Jet Li great.
No.
All right. Now, main villains here. We got pirates.
We got some
weird
pirates and this old pirate who looks like he's 1,000 years old, who's just sitting in a chair. Like, I was like, what is this? The Goonies. It was like the Goonies. They go in a cave and there's like treasure everywhere.
One-eyed Willy
sitting over there, and the two-eyed Willy sitting in the chair over there. Yeah. Okay. I'll say this. When this movie starts, I was like, oh, these villains are going to be awesome. This dude is like, I want your fingers. I was like, what? What the heck? And he has a spear with a gun in it. Like, the stick has a gun. I'm trying to describe this for the audience. I don't know how I can do it. It's a long stick, and it has a bullet in it, like a gun. And then it also has like a little... It's not even a spear. It's like a little sword. It was cool. And he looks cool. He got crazy hair. He looked like a video game character. And... he shoots this dude in the head or in the face or something. And then he cuts off his hands. And then when his hand's flipping through the air, he stabs the hand and he catches it. And I was like, this is the villain for the movie. This is going to be good. This is what I need. Because the last two movies, like, they haven't... Yeah, wait. There's number 5. Yeah, 3 and 4. They haven't had, like, one central villain like the first two did that you could focus on that's like, I want to see this guy fight this guy. And here, I'm like, we're going to finally have it. And then the movie starts, and then you don't have that. You have, like, the pirates are, like, this background threat for most of the movie because they're stealing all the rice, or they're trying to steal all the rice in this little poor town. And then they go, and then they're in these caves, and they're fighting the pirate, and one of them's a lady pirate who's like, are you a virgin? And then she puts him on the bed, and then she's gonna like stab him with her little finger swords. He's like, ha, I tricked you, I am a virgin, but I'm still gonna fight you. And then, and then she has glasses with like one eye cut, like an eye patch. I guess that was their version of doing like a pirate eye patch. And you have her, she's like, there's these four clans of pirates. It's like the Green Flag Gang, the White Flag. They're just named the Something Flag Gang. And I'm trying to explain as best I can because it's confusing. There's four or five different clans. They each have a leader. That guy doesn't come back till the way end of the movie. That guy from the beginning. He does get to fight him eventually. You know what though? I ended up giving it a 3 because there is a villain presence. There's a bad guys who they are defined by the end of it. Like, these guys are the bad guys. I still think it was weird, though, that that old guy was just sitting there that whole time, like he was dead. And then all of a sudden he like wakes up and he's fighting with them and stuff like that. But whatever, it was okay. It was better than the last movie's villains, in my opinion. So I gave him a light 3.
Yeah, I agree. 3 there. All right. So in terms, I agree with you. It reminded me like an 80s bad guys in the beginning, right? With the blown out hair. They were cool. I was like, wow, this is actually going to be finally a better, like you said, a better decent bad guys. And it just goes right downhill from there because they land to this town, and in the town, the courts are corrupted and the corrupted things are bad. And I was just like, what is going on? This is again another movie that you're just going to start getting lost 20 minutes in. And I was just like, oh, but you're right. And then it became like an action adventure towards the end because they just found gold, like a room full of gold. And they were all like, oh, my God.
It became a pirate movie. Like a pirate adventure.
Yeah, it was just weird. I wasn't, you know, even when they fought the dusty old guy, which was like mad powerful with two shotguns, and it felt like a video game, like an Uncharted martial arts movie, like the statue comes to life type thing. Because it was funny because Fong went up to him and then it ripped Clubfoot's thigh leg off.
It looked like it ripped his Achilles out of his leg. I was like, how can he even do anything or walk or anything?
Yeah, it was weird. Like it ripped his calf muscle, I think it was, that he just chunked it out. I was like, what is this? I thought it was going to become like a horror movie. Because I was like, we didn't get to see that type of type of thing in all five movies, that type of stuff. So I was like, damn, this is, I don't know. It just, in terms of the villains, it's just so hard to describe because you have one, but then there's multiple. Like in all these movies, there's always have to have more than two people as a villain, which never works. I don't think it didn't work. This one didn't work well. I gave it a 3 because I thought it was good, but I wanted the dudes in the beginning to be the ones raising havoc in the town like a Western. Why didn't they do it that way? They just go there and say,
These movies started that way, but they've gone to weird places that I don't understand.
Yeah, I give it a 3 also. Okay, action scenes.
I'm going to be honest with you. This movie has some pretty good action, but at this point, I have not been blown away by anything I've seen since the second movie. Like, the action was great in the first two, amazing, and it's just kind of gone down from there. I will say I'm glad there's no dragon, lion fighting, whatever, although there's a part where they're walking through and they're like, the dragon is, and they better not do another one of these things where they're fighting with a freaking bunch of guys in the costume of a dragon. Luckily, it doesn't happen, but it's fine. Again, I gave it a 3 because there is plenty and it's bloody. There's blood in this one. There is some pretty good one-on-one fights here and there with our main guy, Wong Fei-hung. Like, he does fight that pirate guy at the end. One thing this movie added that the other movies don't have is they added a lot of shooting. This is like a John Woo movie, almost. I feel like this was this director. He was back. This was the guy who directed Sui Hark. He directed the first 3. I feel like this was him being like, I want to make a John Woo action movie. Because there's a lot of gunplay in this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious that Bucktooth is like a master. He sucks. He's like goofy and weird, but he's like a master marksman. He got the two guns. He's like shooting all crazy. Like, that was cool. I did like the part where my boy Porky Wing pulls out that shotgun out of nowhere. He's like, start blasting people with it. So there is some cool stuff. But you know me, I'm not the hugest fan of guns unless you're doing something very creative with it. I don't think they really did anything necessarily overly creative. It would have been cool if they really mixed martial arts with the guns, but it seems like they're all separate. Like, when they're doing gun stuff, they're doing gun stuff. And when they're doing martial arts, they're doing martial arts for the most part. So there's some clever things here, but again, I could see the I don't know what's going on here. All the wires are visible in this movie. Every time there is less wire work than the fourth movie. Like nobody like flies like they were in the last movie where they're just like, they jump like 1,000 feet. But there is a couple of those, moments where it's like, okay, this, But that's been since the first movie, so I'll give it a pass. I give it a 3. I don't think this added anything except guns, and I'm, you know, it's like, whatever.
All right, so I'm going to be the bad guy. I guess it'll be my turn today to be the bad guy. I gave it a 2. Okay. I thought it was decent action. Now, you said it. It's plenty of kung fu fighting everywhere. It's plenty of shooting everywhere. But I had to deduct some points because, honestly, these guys became all marksmen, like, within 2 days of picking up a gun. Porky Wing, shotgun. You don't need to be a marksman shotgun. You just point and shoot. All these pellets come out. So I was like, you get a pass on that one. My man Bucktooth became like my man Doc Holliday with two guns. Then my man, the main lead, my man Sifu, Master Sifu, that dude started shooting all over the place. And I said, you know what? The difference between the Jet Li character and your character was Jet Li didn't want to use guns. He would refuse to put on guns. And I was like, that's the difference that I think between the two actors and the characters written. I prefer Jet Li's method because his was, I'm just going to hurt you with my fist and my legs while not trying to kill everybody. So I had to deduct points in that. Now, second, in terms of the wire work, I thought the wire work was okay, but again, it went to this over the top. My man was bouncing off, what do you call it? The sails thing catches the wind. What is it called? Yeah. The sheets. These dudes are bouncing off sheets. Like if the sheets were bungee. I was like, what is this? Like, I don't like that. I don't mind wire work. And we said it all the time here. If the wire work works for the film and it's believable at best, I am okay with it. Like if they jump off a table and they do like 2 kicks in the air with wire, I'm cool. But if you're bouncing off a ship sails from left to right and look like Sonic the Hedgehog doing it, I'm not with that. Like that's not cool. I don't think it was cool at all. I was just like, oh, this is kind of whack. And then again, my man Master Sifu does these like Liu Chang kicks again. That is like, oh no, Fong does this thing called Club Foot 18 and he kicks 18 dudes in the face. I said no. I said sorry, man. I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I was like, I couldn't. I couldn't. I was like, I can't. I mean, it was bound to happen. Out of these 5 movies, somewhere was for me, I was going to give it a 2. And I felt like the action in this one did not work. And then the ending, these dudes are kicking crates, like wooden crates at each other. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, you guys are not super soldiers. There's no way you could kick a crate that big at someone else. And they're jumping everywhere. I'm sorry. The ending was cool fight, but at the same time, I just let down because it just became such a comical fight. Very superhero-y. All the barrels of stuff. And he's like, diamonds! The diamonds! And then he starts throwing diamonds at him. And I was just like, oh, this is so corny. And last but not least, when they're fighting in the rain, which we said, oh, fighting in the rain is dope.
It was.
Until my man started to use water. He turned water into an object. I was like, brother, you are not Iceman. I was like, come on. He did some hand motion and it became like a suka soaker.
He literally like puts his hand. Okay, I'm trying. Okay, so this is a podcast. So you guys are listening. Imagine if like you have a shower and the shower's dropping water and you just like do a karate, not a chop, but like thrust your hand into it. And then you hit the water so hard that those water drops go and hit other people and it hurts them. Imagine doing that. Cause that's what happened in this movie. That part, I forgot about that. Cause it was so stupid. You want to make me lower my score. Reminded me of that. That was the worst part. He's like,
it is.
And he's like hitting them with water that he hit.
That's why I gave it a 2. Because I was like, there's no way my man is turning water droplets into like gallons of water hitting people.
I was like, getting knocked out by water droplets.
Yeah, that's bad. Okay, that was 2 for me. All right, storyline.
Okay, storyline. Okay. I don't like it. All right, first of all, I will say this. There are some parts that made me laugh. One thing this series has is, and it's always had, is like a comedy element. And sometimes it works and sometimes it works less. This movie has some funny parts. I won't lie. Foon is funny in this one. I did like the part where he keeps getting no credit for anything. And then he's like, he like feels bad. He's like, dang, like nobody likes me. Who cares? And then those guys are like, hey, you're great too. You don't look like an owl. Well, you know, whatever he's saying, whatever.
Yeah, they say, oh, you're Master Foon from that village. Yeah.
And then the other, and then Clubfoot is like, it's going to make me cry because he's so happy. Look how happy he looks. Like, whatever. And Porky Wing is like, really? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I like that. That was pretty good. All right. Yeah. What do we got for a storyline? We got these people. They got, okay, they have essentially, they get the equivalent of an 1800s flat tire on their cart. They get a flat tire in this cart, and I don't know what happened. The wheel broke or something. They knock on the door. They're like, we need your help. These people think they're the pirates, so they come out and fight them. Then they help them. You know, they get to talking. After they beat the crap out of them, they help them with their medicine, and they say, oh, what's going on? Like, why did you fight us? And like, you know, we've been getting all these pirates. They keep stealing our rice. This whole movie centers around rice getting stolen by pirates in a poor town. Then having no magistrate. Like, they go to the court. There is no court. There's no judges. Like, everyone's like left. So it's like you said, it could have been like a more of a Western, but they don't really go that route. This goes like pirate adventure movie. You have a weird love triangle. It's not even really a love triangle because he doesn't love 14th Aunt. She loves him, but he's like kind of oblivious to it, right? So 13th Aunt thinks there's something going. She's like, you love him. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, whatever. And she's like, it's okay, because they're sisters. And then she sees them, that part where she's watching them through the window, and it's like the shadows. And like, it's like Austin Powers part two when they're in the tent. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And so there's like this weird subplot, but then it like stops for like an hour. And then at the end, she's like, oh, the dad is like, thank God she's leaving. We gotta get rid of this girl. And then the boat stops and like, no, the he passes out of them. It's just, this movie's goofy. I gave it a 2. This is a goofy movie. I don't know what's going on. Plot wise, I don't really like it.
Yeah, I gave it a 2. This movie is not good. It's an upgrade to the fourth one.
I agree with that in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's a very big upgrade. But again, it's not a fun sit down and watch. I mean, I like the fact that they brought back my man Porky Wing. I thought he was good. He was funny. I thought they, you know, Bucktooth, it is what it is. Fong was still fun. 14 Aunt, 13 Aunt fighting for this guy was really stupid. Made no damn sense. And I don't know how dumb is this guy for a master.
He doesn't know what marriage is. He's like, you put on this ring? And you put on that ring, and then I give you a kiss. God. I'm like, why is he stupid? He's supposed to be smart.
Yeah, it's like, that's dumb. Then you got the pirate element. Did not work for me. Then once I saw that old crispy guy at the end get up and fight with shotguns and stuff, I said, nope. I said, I checked out right there and then. And yeah, it's not a good movie at all. Like, again, I will watch it over the fourth one if I had to, but it's just not even watchable crap at this point. You could literally see them missing Jet Li. You could literally see it. So, yeah. All right, that's a 2 for both. Okay, overall.
Okay, overall, I have this movie as a 2. I feel like we've come so far from the heights of the early movies in this series. It's not surprising that this one made the least amount of money because it's like, it is better than part 4 in a lot of ways. But it's just not that good. I had a hard time getting into it. One of the best things about it is that it's short. It's like only an hour 40. But even that, like, it felt like a long hour and 40 to me because I wasn't having like that good of a time with it, to be honest. So I gave it a 2. I long for the days. Like, this box set, I'm glad I bought it, and it's been fun going through them. But it's a 2 movie franchise to me so far. It's a 2 movie franchise. Like, those first 2 are awesome, and you know, and I could see why they'd be influential. But these sequels are just, they're not it. Like, they're not really exciting. The storylines are weird. It focuses way more on the comedy than on anything else. And I don't know. I'm now scared to watch this last one. I know Jet Li's coming back, but it makes me be like, I don't know if this is tough. So I wish they had a version where you could just get the first 2, because this one, I didn't really like it that much. I gave it a 2.
Yeah, I agree. I gave it a 2 also. I thought this movie was flat. I thought it was not as good at all. Was I bored? No, I wasn't bored. It wasn't, it had no boring traits. It was just like stupid comedy in a martial arts movie where the martial arts is really good, but the storyline lacks. So it's like, geez, I was like, it's just a weird thing. And what I mean is like the martial art, I gave it a 2 for the martial arts, but you had enough there for a good movie. It's just that they didn't utilize the name martial arts well. So for me, yeah, I gave it a 2. I thought overall it just did not work. They should have figured out a way to get Jet Li back into this franchise. I know he does come back in 6. We're going to talk about it in a few seconds. But they needed to have him back. Whether they take a time off to work on the script, get him back while he's doing his American movies or something. But 4 and 5 has to be the most weakest 2 films in this 6 lot. Set. I did like 1, 2, and 3. I think as a trilogy, I thought it worked very well. Yes, 3 had a little lackluster story, but Jet Li was in it and actually was really good. It was just that stupid dragon, lion's dragon tournament, which I wouldn't care for, but as a 3, I would buy a 3
trilogy
pack.
It works as a trilogy where the third movie is just like a little less.
Yeah, like I would buy a 3 pack.
Rush Hour 1, great. Rush Hour 2, really good. Rush Hour 3, not the best, but it still works as a trilogy.
Yeah, I agree.
This feels like that. I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. So, Nate, your total points.
Total points, 13 out of a 25. It's not that high, but I agree with you. This is better than... I'd watch this over 4, but I'd rather watch neither.
Yeah, mine is a 12 out of a 25. I agree with your statement there because I think I feel the same way in that sense. All right, what is coming up next on the podcast?
Okay, coming up next, we're continuing on with Sword and Sandals Month, a month that's been a long time coming, and we're going to be doing a little movie from 2011 called Immortals. So we're going to be covering that one next, and then... Finally, we've reached the end. I'll be honest, I'm ready for a new franchise. So I'm kind of glad we've reached the end. We're going to be doing Once Upon a Time in China 6, or as it is actually titled, Once Upon a Time in China and America. This is the return of Jet Li to the role of Wong Fei-hung. This was also 1997. So these first 4-5 movies were all made in like a 3-year period. Like they're close together. I think 90 or 91 was the first one and 94 is the fifth one. This is 97, so it's been a few years. We also have Sammo Hung directing, who's like a Hong Kong martial arts legend. So I am interested, and we read the synopsis. He goes to the American West and fights cowboys. So I am actually... I am a little excited to see how that goes because we never seen, like, I don't watch no trailers, nothing. I just go in and watch it. So I'm very interested to see Jet Li return and fight some cowboys and see how that works. But I'm also ready to be done with this franchise.
Yeah, to be honest. I agree. I'm pretty after 3, 4, and 5. I was like, okay, I think I'm done. I tapped out. But I agree with you. I want to see how Jet Li ends this entire series. Is it on a high note? Because he does fight cowboys and Indians. I was just reading a synopsis. So I hope it's good. Returning characters are 13 Aunt Clubfoot, but there is no more Fong. He's out. So
I think that's his last movie.
Yeah, that sucks. But it looks like, from what I'm looking here, it looks like it's gonna be more serious toned type of film. So I think they got rid of the comedy aspect and said, all right, let's see, take it back to the original type movie. So hopefully it works.
Well, it is produced by the guy who directed 4 out of 5 of these. So he's producing. Again, there's talent involved here that I'm interested in. 13th Aunt, always like seeing her. One thing that catches me off guard is in the synopsis where it says he has amnesia. So I guess he forgot who he was or something. I don't know. But that's okay. We'll see how it works in the story.
Maybe. Well, let's see. All right. Well, that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast. You guys can head over to YouTube at Action Movie Guys. Subscribe. Leave your comments there. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast. We're available on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. And Geeks and Flicks is now on TikTok. You guys can follow us there. It's Geeks, letter N, and then Flicks. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.